WBECTR, Channel 253 in New York. Now stay tuned for Where Monsters Dwell, next.
My name is Hans Grebnik. I live in a small coastal town near the Krakow Dam. It was last summer that it happened.
There is that Mick Grebnik.
He's a loafer and a disgrace to our town.
Yes. Yes, you're right. He's nothing but a shiftless lout. I wish he would move elsewhere.
Luke!
Why, it can't be. It's a demon!
I awoke with a start, and then I saw the incredible, the unbelievable. It was a monster covered with water.
He comes from the sea! He comes from the sea!
Where Monsters Dwell. A new terror show. Today's episode, I alone know the dread secret of Gorekill, the lurking demon. Starring Hans Grubnik, Hedwig Zorb, Tom Sinclair, Tom Souter. Produced by Chester Scoffin and Barney Merriam.
This is Channel 253, your station for entertainment. And now a 1 minute interlude. Hear Judy Collins sing this song tonight on the Hamilton Green Show. Where Monsters Dwell appears in 10 seconds. Where Monsters Dwell now returns right here in Channel 253. Don't miss it. BC Station in New York, Channel 2.
The demon, he comes from the sea.
No, he came from the other direction. From the dam.
What matters where he came from? Flee for your lives. Before you all perish. But we panicked. We tried to run, to hide. But the water, it was everywhere. And the demon lunged and smashed, and we were powerless to stop him. Then finally it was over. The invader had spent his fury. Now he turned, and with an ear-splitting roar, thundered into the hills.
Thank heavens! No one was killed. He's gone.
He devoured four of my pigs. That monster must have a hunger as great as his size.
Look, he's heading for the dam. Yes, he will probably rest before he attacks us again. We must not let that happen.
We must destroy the monster before he gets his strength back. Well, we villagers watched as the unbelievable creature went further and further from our town. And so, minutes later...
The Zarpoon has an ended the life of many a whale. It will not fail me this time.
And if it does, my gun will finish off that damnable monster. But when we men reached the dam, we found that the monster was not there. There was no trace of the creature.
He must be here somewhere. We all saw him enter the dam.
For hours we searched. We searched the area surrounding our small village. Finally, we had to give up.
It's no use. The monster is not in there.
I don't understand it. He couldn't have just disappeared.
I don't know. But if he has disappeared, let us hope it is forever.
But that hope was not to be fulfilled. For the fantastic apparition returned once more, again catching us unaware.
He strikes with the force of a colossus.
My God, where's my God? I must destroy the monster. Time after time we were attacked, and each raid followed the nightmare. Creature back to the dam, but always with the same result.
He's not there.
He vanishes like a ghost. Like Gorkil, our legendary water demon.
So it was that the demon got a name, and that name was Gorkil. Between raids, the men repaired the town, and hoped against hope that Gorkil, as the menace was now called, would not return.
Maybe this time he's gone for good.
I would give a year's wages for that to be true.
Look! That loafer Grubnik is sleeping again while we strain our backs working.
The fellow is absolutely worthless. Let us force him to leave town.
And so 15 minutes later, I was run out of town by my fellow villagers.
And don't try to come back. You are no longer welcome. You've crevices enough without having to put up with bloody shiftless you. Keep away from us.
Goodbye, my fellow villagers. You will be sorry. Well, I left the town, and I walked slowly along the road until I came to the dam. I watched the water a while as I tried to figure out the riddle of Gorkil. Then, all of a sudden, I saw it. The reason that we had found no monster in the water was that he was not merely a demon covered with water. He was the water. The water itself was Gorkil. The water has come to life. When Gorkil rose, the dam was left empty. I ran back to town at full speed. By the time I reached town, the raid was over. But it didn't matter. Our whole town didn't matter. It was something infinitely more important to worry about. The safety of the entire earth. And suppose, my dear villagers, that one time Gorkil doesn't go back to the dam. Suppose he goes instead to the ocean. When he comes to life, he forms himself out of the water from the dam. What if he ever formed himself out of the ocean's limitless gallons? He would drown our entire earth!
Now here's Hamilton Green to tell you about his new show. Hamilton, take it away, please. Please take it away. Oh, by the way, this is Bill Blue, special guest tonight, Skateboard Eddie. Don't miss him.
Yeah.
Tom?
Hamilton.
Wow! That's your nickname, boy.
Yes. Okay, thanks a lot, Bill. And,
we've got
a really good show tonight. With guest stars like Sam and Jack Rosen.
Jack, you're
those two lovable mothers, Patrick Johnson, that fine.
Skateboard
and, is it Joan Baez or Judy Collins? I always get. Judy Collins! And, that's all tonight here on 253.
Joan 253, man.
Where monsters dwell, we'll return in a moment.
Come stay. I'm going.
But you can't run away from home on an empty stomach.
I'm not hungry.
Well, let me fix a sandwich. You can take it with you.
Maybe I'll take some. Let's get it today, Chips.
We're all out. But I'm going to the market tomorrow. Can't you wait till then to run away?
No. I won't leave now.
Well, goodbye.
Well, aren't you going to drive me?
Just to believe your star at Grabnik. To believe that it's the water it sent.
Which leaves? You think
we are fools. I know fools.
This is merely trying to trick us.
That is all. That is all it can be. Because this loafer is trying to get revenge with us. Just because we drove him out of the town.
No, I'm telling the truth, my fellow villagers. You must believe me. The world is at stake. Please.
We do not believe you, Grabnik. Now leave us. We have much work to do in repairing the town. The monster attacked recently, as you probably know.
It was hopeless. I could not convince them. They were as stubborn as mules. But I could not run away either. Somehow, I had to destroy Gorkil. All the earth was at stake. Then, 2 days later...
We won't be able to survive any more raids like this. If he comes back again, we're doomed! Totally doomed.
Look! Look, the monster heads in the other direction, toward the ocean.
He will disappear in the depths of the sea. We will at last be rid of him. Thank heaven for that. Oh, I couldn't stand another one of those.
I saw my chance. My chance to destroy Gorkil. I grabbed the equipment I needed and ran.
Grumnik! Grumnik's escaping! Where are you going? Come back with that dynamite, you fool! What are you doing?
He's running after Gorkil! He's going to try to stop him!
No! He must not! He must allow Gorkil to reach the ocean! Then he will find other towns to plunder, and we will be spared!
Running at full speed, I beat Gorkil to the mountains. I knew that my scheme had to work. It had to destroy him. If it didn't, if he reached the ocean, he would become gigantic enough to destroy the whole world. I waited by the pass, and Gorkil came nearer. 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 Finally, he entered the mountain pass. And I saw my chance. Moments later, it was all finished. All that remained of Gorkil were a few drafts of water, which soon evaporated. I had destroyed Gorkil. The world was safe. I saw the dirt. It was absorbing the water. Soon, there was not a drop left. Gorkil was gone forever.
And so, Simple Hands Grubnik destroyed Gorkil. And what was his reward? Money? Medals? Fame? Alas, none of those. For Hans Grubnik was a loafer, a nobody. And nothing really ever changes.
A few months in jail will teach you not to steal valuable dynamite.
It's lucky you did not angle Gorkil into returning to our village. When you serve your sentence, you will leave this town forever.
But I saved the world. I saved the world!
This has been Where Monsters Dwell. Today's episode, I alone know the dread secret of Gorkil, the lurking demon. Starring Hans Grubnik as the bum, with Hedwig Zorb, Tom Sinclair, and Tom Soder. Created by Stan Lee.
This is Tom Sinclair, and Bookmasters is next on 253. So stay tuned, boys.
produced by Chester Scuffin and Barney Merriam. Directed by Joe Manson. Copyright 1970 by BEC Enterprises. All rights reserved. This has been Where Monsters Dwell, produced by BEC.